Now today we're going to do Yudalad Amr Alf, but we're starting on the last three words on the page on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Ravina Amar. Ravina says the Olam Kedam Rinan Meikara. That really what? Oh well, I'll do it as we go because there aren't so many. That really Kedam Rinan Meikara. Really, what we said originally is correct, and the reason Rabbi Akiva holds you get Malkus when you're Chayiv Karetz, but you don't get Malkus when you're Chayiv Misa. Is that kares you might never end up getting. Sheim asu tshuva, because if you do tshuva, beizdin shel maila malchlin lahen. Hashem's beizdin will forgive you. So you may never get the kares. Since you might never get the kares, what's beizdin authorized to do? Down here? I'll give you malchus, because you might never get the kares. What was our problem with that svara? We said, yeah, you may never get the kares, but my amid, what do we say against that svara? Halah b'tshuva. But what if the guy doesn't do tshuva? Then he's going to get the kares. And then it will turn out the Bezin is beating him, even though he's getting kares. You're not allowed to give him two punishments. Says the Gemara, but lo psika milsa the kares. As long as it's not absolute that he's getting kares, Bezin's allowed to beat him. Bezin's allowed to give him malchus. Since there's a possibility he can get out of kares, what's the possibility of him getting out of kares? Does tshuva. So since there's a possibility that he can get out of kares, Bezin's allowed to beat him. Period. That's the end of the explanation of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara explained that Rabbi Akiva holds the reason you get Malkus, even though you're already Chayiv Kares, is because there's a chance that you can what? That you can do tshuva and therefore avoid Kares. Good, that's Rabbi Akiva. Now we move on to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is one that said that you never ever get Malkus for something that you're Chayiv Kares for. You never get Malkus for something that you're Chayiv Misa for. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chayav Krisus, and how did he derive it? He derived it from the following. The Torah says a whole bunch of women that you're not allowed to sleep with. Your sister, your mother, you're this, you're that, you know, a married woman, a nida, like all sorts of different women that you're not allowed to sleep with. And then the Torah has one general statement. If you sleep with any of these women, the Torah says, you're Chayav Kares. And then the Torah says, and by the way, if you sleep with your sister, you're Chayav Kares. Well, you already told me if I sleep with any of these women, I'm Chayav Kares. Why would you tell me specifically, have a separate pasuk tell me that if you sleep with your sister, you're Chayav Kares? So Rabbi Yitzchak said, oh, what you see from there is the Torah specifically wrote that extra pasuk to show you that you're only Chayav Kares. That whenever you're Chayav Kares, this is an example. Your sister's an example, but it's really about all of them. That when you do one of these things, you're only Chayav Kares and you're not Chayav Malkus. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak. So let's see. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chayav Krisus Bechlal Hayim. Chayav Krisus were part of the general statement. All the Chayav Krisus, all the women you're not allowed to sleep with, were part of the general statement that you get kares for sleeping with these people. V'lama yatzis kares ba'achoso. Why then does the Torah tell me that you chayav kares for sleeping with your sister? L'dono b'kares full of a malchus. To show me that you get kares and not malchus. That you specifically don't get malchus. So that's where Rabbi Yitzchak gets it from. Now the Gemara is going to say, okay, but the Rabbanan hold you do get Malkus. What are they going to do with the pasuk about your sister? There's an extra pasuk there according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yitzchak uses that pasuk to teach me that it's only Kares, no Malkus. The Rabbanan hold. What did the Rabbanan hold? Meaning Rabbanan being Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, both hold. You get Malkus. So what are they going to do with the pasuk of Achoso? Rabbanan Kares Bachoso Lameli. According to Rabbanan, why does the Torah have to tell me about kares by your sister? Lechalek. To teach me that we should divide the Isurim. What does that mean? Ukid Rabbi Yochanan. It means what Rabbi Yochanan taught. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught the following. Shema son kulam behelem echad chayev al kalachas va'achas. Let's say a guy goes on a spree. A sleeping with relatives spree. He sleeps with his mother and his sister and his, all of them. He goes down the list. He takes a Bible and he reads the list and he's like, okay. And he goes down the entire list. Is he chayiv once or is he chayiv for each and every one of them? The reason the Torah specifies achoso is to show that just like you're chayiv if you sleep with just your sister, you're also chayiv separately for just your mother and separately for just this one and just that one and just that one. And if you do all of them together, you're chayiv separately for each and every one of them. That's what the pasuk of achoso is there for. Rabbi Yitzchak l'chalek minale. So the Gemara ping-pongs it back and says, okay, now it's on you, Rabbi Yitzchak. How do you know that you're chayiv separately for each and every one of them? You already use achoso. So how are you going to know that you're chayiv for each and every one of them? Nafkale, he learns it from a different pasuk. Mi ve'el isha b'nidas tumasa. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to sleep with a nida.
a needle, a woman who had uterine bleeding. L'chayev al kol isha v'isha. To tell me that no matter how many needles you sleep with, you're chayev separately for each and every one of them. If you sleep with four women who are needles, you're chayev four times. You sleep with three, you're chayev
three times.
Excellent. So to tell you that you're chayev for each and every one of them. V'rabbana nami tefu glemecha. Why don't the Rabbanan derive it from Nida? Why do they need a chosu to teach me that you're chayiv separately? So the Gemara says, you're right, in a chinami. The Rabbanan could have derived it from Nida. So then, ve'ela karista chosu lamali. So then, what are the Rabbanan going to do with the extra pasuk about a chosu, about your sister? So it tells me, says the Gemara, no, you know what the Rabbanan do with the pasuk about your sister? L'chayvo ala chosu, va'ala chos aviv, va'ala chos imo. To tell me that you're chayiv separately if you sleep with the following three relatives: your sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister. They chayiv separately. You chayiv three separate chiyuvim, three separate karises. Says Gemara, pshita. Of course, you chayiv three. Those are three different averos. Hare gufin muchlakin. They're three different people. And hare shemos muchlakin. And they're three different averos. There's an avera of your sister. There's an avera of your father's sister. There's an avera of your mother's sister. So if you slept with three different women, one who's your sister, one is your father's sister, one is your mother's sister, of course you're chayiv three times. Why would I ever think you're not? That can't be what Achoso is teaching me. Ella, get this one, l'chayiv, oh no, you know what Achoso is teaching me? To tell me that you're chayiv al Achoso, shehi achos aviv, shehi achos imo. To tell me that if you sleep with one woman who happens to be your sister, your mother's sister, and your father's sister, then you're chayiv three separate isurim. How's that possible? What kind of messed up family tree is this? Says Gemara, Hechi Mishkachasla. How could you have this? Birishia bar Rishia. If you have a very wicked man and his son is also a very wicked man, then you could draw such a family tree. Says Rashi, what's such a family tree? Get the, I mean, it's crazy. Haba al imo. If a guy sleeps with his mother, vaholid. And they have shtei banos, and they have two daughters together. A man and his mother have two daughters together, right? V'chazor ba'al achas, man. Then the man wasn't satisfied with his mother. He decides to sleep with one of his daughters / sisters, because his daughter is also a sister. It's his mother's daughter. It's his mother's daughter also. So he sleeps with one of them, one of his new daughters / sisters. Alachas, man. V'holid ben, and they have a son from that relationship. Ubaha ben. And now the son comes and sleeps with al achos imo, with his mother's sister, shehi achoso, which is also his sister because they share the same father. Va'achos aviv, and it's also his father's sister because his father and her share the same mother. Bam, there you got it. So you can have a case. That's why the Torah says achoso, to tell me if you have this redneck family that has this thing going on. So that's to tell me that you're chayiv. That you have three separate yisurim. Bereshia, bereshia, by a wicked child, the son of a wicked guy, the son of a wicked guy. Rabbi Yitzchak Haminale. So where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to know that thing from? He already uses achoso to tell me that you're not chayiv malchus when there are kari situations. Where is he going to know this crazy story? So nafkale mi kal v'chomer. He learns it from a kal v'chomer. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Yoshua bi'itl shel imum." I asked Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua in the meat market, the butchering place of a town called Imum. So, why does the Gemara tell us that detail? Just to tell you that they would talk and learning wherever they were. They happened to be shopping; they would still talk and learning if they ran into each other because they were always thinking about Torah. So he says, "I asked the following question: Shalchu likach behema lemishta barosh al Rabban Gamliel." What were they doing by the butcher shop? They were going to buy an animal for the wedding of Rabban Gamliel's son. So I asked them the following question as they were preparing for the kids' chasana. Haba al achoso, shehi achos aviv, shehi achos imo, mahu. What's the halacha if a man sleeps with his sister, who happens to be his father's sister, who happens to also be his mother's sister? Eino chayev al kula nela achas? Would you say that it's only one woman, so you're chayev only one kares? Or would you say that you chayiv in each and every one? That you chayiv three separate averos for your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister, even though it's all the same woman. Amru lo, so they responded to him, Zulo shamanu. We don't really know. We never heard about that particular. We don't have a tradition about what the halach is in that particular case. It's a pretty wild case. Aval shamanu, but we did hear the following, and this might help you. Haba al chamesh nashim nidos ba'alam echad. What if a guy sleeps with five women who are all nidos in one period of time? Meaning someone, he did not realize in between that he had slept with a nida. That's what halam echad means. Halam echad is an important concept. Halam echad just means he didn't realize in between. So he does a series of averos without realizing in between. So he slept with five women, or all nidos, behelim echad, without realizing in between. Halach is shechayev al kolachas va'achas. He's chayev for each and every one of them. I circle it. V'nirin dvarim mikal v'chomer. And we could derive it from a kal v'chomer then. Uma nido shi shem echad. If by nido, where it's only one avera, it's the same avera, it's the avera of sleeping with a nida, and still we say that chayiv, you're chayiv al kol achas va'achas, you're chayiv for each and every one. Kan shashlosha shemos. Over here, what's over here? Which case are we talking about? Your sister is also your mother's sister, is also your father's sister. Where it's three separate isurim, it's an isur of your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. Lo kol shegein. For sure you should be chayiv separately for each and every one of them. Right? It's a kal v'chomer. Nida's all the same isur, and you chayiv five separate times. Over here you have three different isurim, of course you can be chayiv three separate times. V'idach, and the other opinion would respond, meaning the Rabban would respond, that's a terrible kal v'chomer. Why is that a terrible kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer prichavu. That's a very questionable kal v'chomer. There's a big difference. Mal nida shekein gufin muchlakin. By the case of Nida, how many different women did you sleep with by the case of Nida that we just gave?
Five.
Those were five different women. That's why you're chayiv five times. By the case of sister, father, sister, mother, sister, it was all the same person. Says the Gemara, that's a really good point. How does Rabbi Yitzchak use that kal v'chomer? That kal v'chomer is a messed up kal v'chomer. So we're back to the question, where is Rabbi Yitzchak going to learn that you're chayiv three separate times for sleeping with your sister is also your mother's sister is also your father's sister? You would think like it's the most relevant halacha that like, you know, we're desperate to find. Where's the source for it? El nafkale, we learn it me achoso de seifa. From the next time the Torah says achoso, there's an extra time where the Torah says achoso again. That's where we learn it from. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak will learn it from. V'idach, and the Rabbanan, what do they, achoso de seifa lamali, what do they do with the achoso that it says? Now we're going to go back and forth, idach, idach, what does this one do? So the idach, the Rabbanan, what are they going to do with the achoso that it says in the seifa? L'chayvo al achoso bas aviv u bas imo, to tell me that you're chayv on your full sister, lomar sheinon shemin adin. And by telling me that you're chayv on sleeping with your full sister, we therefore learn einon shemin adin. How do I learn einon shemin adin? From the fact that you're chayiv on your full sister, because the Torah already told me what? You should all know this already, that you're chayiv for sleeping with your half-sister. So we have a special pasuk telling me you're even chayiv for sleeping with your full sister, just to show that you need a pasuk for it. You can't rely on the kal v'chomer. V'idach, and Rabbi Yitzchak would respond, Iba yis'ema gomar onesh me ashara. Either you would say, I already know ein onshin min adin, because I already know ein mashirin min adin. I already know that you're not allowed to give an ashara based on the kal v'chomer, so of course you can't give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer. Or iba yis'ema nafkalei me'achol sederesha. Or he derives ein onshin min adin, I don't have it on the board anymore, from the achoso that it already says in the earlier part of the pasuk. V'idach, and again, it's just going to go back and forth now, I just want to get to the two dots. V'idach. And the Rabbanan would hold, Haumi ba'ilei l'chalei kares l'mefateim u'lasach. And we need the achoso that it says in the earlier part of the pasuk to teach me that you chayiv kares if you make spices for avodah zarah, and if you anoint yourself with oil of avodah zarah. It teaches us something that has nothing to do with arayos at all, nothing to do with sleeping with anybody at all. It's just an extra word in a pasuk over here to apply about avodah zarah. V'idach, and Rabbi Yitzchak would respond, Savar Rabbi Elazar Amar Poshia, heals like Rabbi Elazar Amar Poshia. That I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you chayv separately for two separate isurim of kares that you do at one time. Damar Rabbi Elazar Amar Poshia, because Rabbi Elazar Amar Poshia tells us, Kol makom sha'ata motzei shnei lavin, anytime you have two averos,
v'kares echad, and there's one chi of kares, chalukin hein lekarban. You're going to have to bring two separate karbanos for doing those averos. V'iba yaseima, or we can say, and we take out the next few words, nafgalei mi v'ish asher yishkav es isha dava. He learns that you're chayiv separate karbanos from the pasuk, ish asher yishkav es isha dava, which is a pasuk about the avera of sleeping with a nida. V'idach, and then the Rabbanon would respond, homi by lech Rabbi Yochanan. No, I need the pasuk about sleeping with a nida to tell me Rabbi Yochanan's din. What's Rabbi Yochanan's din? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Shum Rabbi Shum ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says the name Rabbi Shum ben Yochai. Minayin she'ina isha temeya, ad she'yatza midva derech ervasa. How do I know that a woman only becomes a nida if the blood flows out of that part of her body? It has to actually come out vaginally, otherwise she does not become a nida. Meaning, what if you were to do surgery and open up a woman and pull blood out of her uterus? She would not become a nida. It has to come out in the natural way through the vaginal canal. That's derech ervasa. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'isha asher yishkav es isha dava v'gala es ervasa v'gomer. So we see a woman's only tameh when it flows out in the normal way. So how do you summarize this? It's impossible to hold cup to actually keep track of who's holding what and back and forth. I would just summarize it as follows. Two main points. Two on Amud Aleph, one on Amud Beis. Main point number one, the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yitzchak holds there's no malchus for a chayav ikrisus, and why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael disagree. The Gemara explains why Rabbi Yitzchak holds there's no malchus for chayav ikrisus, for people who are chayav kares, and why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael disagree. Now the details, you know, is the whole amud, but that's what this Gemara is doing. It's explaining why, what? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. From, right? So the Gemara explains why it is that Rabbi Yitzchak holds there's no malchus for people who are chayav kares, and why it is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel disagree. They hold there is malchus for chayav krisus. And number two, a person is chayav separately for his own sister, who's also his father's sister, who's also his mother's sister, and separately for sleeping with five nidos. But let's put it this way. A person is chayiv three karbanos, let's say, for sleeping with his own sister, who's his father's sister, who's his mother's sister, and chayiv five karbanos for sleeping with five different nidos. You understand why that is? Why is he chayiv, if he only slept with one woman in the first case, why is he chayiv three karbanos? Because three different nisrim in the Torah. In the second case, it was only one Isri. He slept with Nida. So why is he chayiv five times? Why is he chayiv five times? Because it was five different women. A person is chayiv separately for sleeping with his father's sister, with his own sister, who's also his father's sister, who's also his mother's sister, and for sleeping with five different Nidas. And then the one point on Amud Beis I would have is, a woman only becomes a nida, only becomes a nida if the blood comes out in the normal way. If the blood comes out in the normal way.